الحمد لله رب العالمين أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وعظيمنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد الأمين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المصطفين وأصحابه العادلين ومجاهدين في سبيل الله أجمعين. وأما بعد ثم يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العلي العظيم. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. As I wear this kifaya this evening in remembering our oppressed brothers and sisters in Gaza in this 1 year anniversary of the massacre of the Muslimin in Gaza at the hands of the Zionists, I come here to you today to just update you on a situation you may have heard of, some of you, or if not, perhaps a short introduction, and then explain or hopefully clarify the connections between a recent situation what took place with a few other situations and how it's very important for us to mobilize ourselves and to begin living within the true spirit of the Islam and not just being a people of rituals, which Jazakallahu Khairan, the poem that Brother Yahya read, is really a symptom of what's going on throughout the Ummah Islamiyah, where we have become a people of rituals, or what I call Libas al-Islam, and we have lost the Ruh al-Islam. We have lost the spirit of what this deen is really about. About 2 months ago, a sheikh, a man that I knew at Mashal Haq in Detroit, Michigan, by the name of Luqman Amin Abdullah, rahimahullah, was shot and killed during a raid in Dearborn by FBI agents. And there was a lot of information that was put out. At first they said that he was, and the people there were involved in a terrorist cell, and they made accusations that they were involved in some type of criminal activity. Let me first tell you something about this man. This man would meet with the other mashayikh, and he was around for years. And all we knew of this man is that he was a man of charity. He was a man that lived in one of the toughest neighborhoods in this country. And he was known to let homeless people sleep in the musalla. And he used to take money from his own pocket. And he was a cab driver. The masjid, the people there were so poor, they didn't have enough money to even give him a proper stipend. He drove a cab and would use his own money to run a soup kitchen on the weekend where he fed majority non-Muslims in one of the poorest neighborhoods in this country. And at this warehouse, in the misinformation that was put out saying that there was a shootout, there was no shootout. I heard myself from law enforcement that they let dogs out on him after they threw on smoke bombs and had guns drawn. They let dogs loose on him, and the dogs went directly and started biting the imam. And because he lived in a high crime area and had been shot before, and this man used to be a veteran in the United States military, by the way, he had been shot before, and because he was a cab driver in a neighborhood where it's 50% unemployment, he carried a gun. Just like six members of the Detroit City Council carried concealed weapons, he carried a gun. So when the dogs came to bite him, He went and pulled out a gun and fired 2 rounds at the dog, and then the FBI agents shot him 18 times. And after he was shot, bleeding, dying, the FBI agents then take their helicopter and they fly the dog that was shot to a veterinary hospital. They left the sheikh there. They treated the Bashir like a kelb, and they treated the kelb like a Bashir. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So our organization, we've been calling for an investigation. I flew to Washington, D.C. I was in D.C. over a week ago. We met with government officials and we met with congressmen, congresspeople, asking for an investigation into this matter. Unfortunately, there are other people in this area who are putting up roadblocks. The Dearborn police chief asked for the autopsy report to be suppressed by Wayne County. This is supposed to be public information. They're suppressing it, and from what one of my sources told me, is that they don't want this autopsy report to be made public because it would be very embarrassing for law enforcement. I'm quoting, quote unquote, very embarrassing. We have questions. How many bite marks were on him? Where was he shot in his body? Why was he handcuffed and went to the hospital handcuffed if he was shot 18 times? These are the questions we have. In normal FBI stings, did they have a videotape there and record this incident? I start off reading the ayah of Quran, let there be from you a group, literally ummah. Let there be from you a group within the ummah that calls towards excellence and enjoins al-mahruf and forbids al-munkar. The people who do this, they are the successful people in this dunya and in al-akhirah. This is our responsibility, brothers and sisters. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, Al-Mu'minun, wal-Mu'minat, ba'dahum awliya'u ba'd. The believing men and the believing women, they are protectors and maintainers of each other. Sibtul Hussein, salawatullahi alayhi, Zayd, the son of Zainul Abideen, he said of this ayah, because there's, after this part of the ayah that I read, it is Al-Mu'minun wal-Mu'minat ba'duhum awliya'u ba'din ya'muruna bil-mahruf yanhauna 'anil munkar. As part of the ayah goes. The believers, males and females, are maintainers and protectors of one another. And part of what is called the adjectives that describes the traits of the believers with each other, are they are supposed to enjoin al-mahruf and forbid al-munkar. Sibtul Hussein, Zayd ibn Zainul Abideen, salawatullahi alayhi, said that these two characteristics have what are called merit over describing the true nature of how believers should be with each other, even more so than aqimu salat, or enjoying the prayer, yuqimu salat, with tuna zakah, which is following up in the ayah. Commanding al-mahruf, forbidding al-munkar, and then comes in the ayah in establishing the prayer and paying the charity.
Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Now we know there's different situations that have been going on. We've seen in California where the FBI tried setting up a group of young Muslims where they sent in an agent provocateur into a masjid and invited the young men to a gym to work out and try getting them to make some statements. He was wiretapped. It didn't work. The guy's name was Craig Monte. Then in New York, the FBI went to another masjid of similar social backgrounds, Masjid al-Haq, where they sent in an agent provocateur into the masjid. And they went to one man who's a paranoid schizophrenic who's homeless and trapped him in a so-called terrorist scheme to blow up a Jewish community center in the Bronx. Another man, his brother, he's a new Muslim, brother dying of liver disease, the FBI agent provocateur offered him $30,000 that would pay for his brother's liver transplant. These are the dirty tricks that the FBI has been involved in. And now recently we've heard of two other things. One, of the government trying to take four of our masajid, and I know some of the brothers and sisters down the one in Texas, claiming that it's connected with the Islamic Republic of Iran, trying to take four masajid. And now we have heard this past week in the news, the Department of Homeland Security was illegally spying on Louis Farrakhan's group, the Nation of Islam, in 2007, even trying to predict when he was going to die and how they were going to be able to take over the organization. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we are in all of this together. Don't think for one minute that what's going on with us is, oh, it's only those black people down in the inner city and it doesn't affect us. Or those people are Sunni and we're Madhab Jafari and it doesn't affect us. Because the enemies of Islam make no distinction. I worked at CARE for 4.5 years. When sisters have been harassed crossing the border from Detroit to Dearborn, I haven't had one sister say to me, oh, Brother Dawood, they asked me, was I Madhab Zaidi or was I Madhab Jafari? Or was I Madhab Hanafi or Madhab Shafi? I've never heard this one time. I never heard this one time. And when they sent spies into the masajid, they sent spies into the masajid, Hanafi, Shafi, Hanbali, Maliki, Zaidi, Jafari. So what are we doing at CARE besides calling on this independent investigation and talking to some people in law enforcement? We're going around to all the masajid, raising awareness, and we want to be in contact with you. Inshallah, very soon, we want to do a protest. If we don't get the autopsy from Wayne County Coroner, the Muslimin and Muslimat should be down there, and inshallah, we want to protest.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Because we should not allow any injustice to happen to any Muslim, to the point for the first time in history, a sheikh has been gunned down by law enforcement. It's the first time in American history. And if it can happen to him, it can happen to me. If it can happen to me, it can happen to Sheikh Hamza. If it can happen to Sheikh Hamza, it can happen to Sheikh Muhammad Ilahi. It can happen to anyone. So this is very serious. And we're looking for your ideas and for your suggestion. I ask you in closing for two things in closing. One is Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullahi alayhi.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil wa ajal.
Said, "Ad-du'a silahu mu'min wa imad al-deen wa nur as-samawati wal-ard." The dua is the weapon of the believer, it's a pillar of the faith, and it's the light of the heaven and the earth. We need your prayers. We ourselves are being targeted and being harassed. And this is how we connect. Ad-du'a silahu mu'min wa imad al-deen wa nur as-samawati wal-ard. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, Allahu nur as-samawati wal-ard. How do we connect with An-Nur? How do we connect with Allah Azza wa Jal? Ad-du'a. So I ask you for your sincere du'a to protect CARE, its board members and staff members, from all of the shayateen amongst the jinn and the men. This is the most important thing. The second thing that I ask for you is that you contact us. You can go to our website at caremichigan.org and sign up and put your name down as being one of the volunteers. Because when the time is coming for the writing campaign, or when the time comes for the protest, we want to contact you so that you can come out, inshallah, and show your support. And show your support. These are the two things that I ask of you, brothers and sisters in Islam. We have the newsletters, inshallah, you can take one with you, and after you read it, pass it on to someone else. And with that, I close. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless each and every one of you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.